Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Joe's an idiot.
You don't say.
It's well established.
I had to make a tough decision here in the last couple of seconds. Adjust my butt. I had to decide whether to run to the bathroom or stay here, and I decided to stay here. Then my body decided it was time to run to the bathroom, so I ran to the bathroom. Managed to get my stuff done, come back in here. As I'm walking in, as soon as I walk by stupid Joe, he pulls his headphones up and almost trips me.
Yeah.
Of course.
Why?
I've tripped over this severely.
Yeah, you and I are different.
He's a saboteur.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
All right. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by James Murray from Impractical Jokers.
At 9:10.
I was going to say, he's on the line right now, yeah.
Well, that's even better. Let's go to him right now. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show, the artist known as Murr. Murr, how are you, buddy?
Hi, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Long day for you, huh? I saw you at Fox News at, like, the break of dawn this morning.
I started commuting last Thursday to get there in time.
Where do you live? You don't live in Staten Island, right?
No, I live in Central Jersey, which is even further, but yesterday it took me 3 hours to get to Manhattan to co-host Good Day New York, so I left my house this morning at 3:45 a.m. to get the Fox in time.
Holy cow.
So I've been up for about 12 hours by now.
Man, I got to tell you, but I got to tell you, Murr, I love your hustle, man. I mean, you guys are, we were talking about it before about how we just think that we've seen all the Impractical Jokers, then new ones come out. They have not waned. I have not watched a show and went, okay, it's time to wrap it up yet. Everyone is still funny. You guys are still great together, but yet you all now are free to do the things that you love. I mean, Sal's doing stand-up and podcast, and Joe loves dogs, and Q just still likes to fight fires. And you, is this the third book now?
This is my fifth book, and I have three more coming out, kids' books, next year.
Sweet.
This one is called it's called The Stowaway. It's our first mystery. It's about a woman who's a juror on a serial killer case. This guy is accused of killing a number of children in this ritualistic kind of way, and she can't bring herself to find him guilty, so he goes free. 2 years later, she's on a transatlantic cruise with her family, and halfway across the ocean, 3 days in any direction from land, people start disappearing, and she starts to notice the killer's MO on the boat, and she begins to wonder, is he on the boat? Did she make a mistake? Is it a copycat, or is there something far more sinister going on, and she's the only one that can stop him before he kills again? It's called The Stowaway. It's a fantastic read.
Now let me ask you, in all honesty, are people buying hardcover books? Are they downloading it? I mean, what's the way that that you see, you know, when you're marketing a book these days? I can't read on a
you
device.
Know, it depends on, I guess, what you want. Like a lot of fans want an autograph book. By the way, you can go to meetmurr.com to get an autograph copy, a hardcover of the book, and then you get a ticket to the book launch tonight as well. Or you can download it on any digital device, or the audiobook just came out today, too. I prefer a physical book. There's nothing quite as good as holding a book in your hand to me. You know?
Now, when you're writing a book, I know you have a writing partner. You've got three more books coming out. You got kids' books. Are you sitting on a bunch of ideas right now where you're like, oh, I got it. This one's next, and this one's next. Like, and or are you interested in turning one of these things into a movie?
Yeah, so Don't Move, the last book that came out last year, just got adapted into a screenplay and is being worked on as a movie right now. So that's the goal of all of these, of course. I got the next, other than the three children's books, I got the next two lined up, ready to go, ready to sell.
What, that's the thing. Yeah, if I had ideas piled up in my head, I'd be like, I have to get it all out right now. Like, I couldn't walk around with all that information in my sponge. My sponge would runneth over.
I have my sponge is only a fraction full, so it absorbs it, you know, really easily. I can hold on to it for a while.
Now, where are we at with Jokers? Are we taping, not taping? How do we have an idea how much longer we want to do this? I mean, I'm not saying to stop. I'm just curious.
Yeah, as long as fans will have us, you know. We go back to filming soon. We obviously have been off for a few months. We filmed all earlier this year for the first 19 episodes of the season, and then we come back to filming, I think, early next year. So now we start building our new tour.
So amazing. I mean, the Joker show is great. The tour of you guys out together always do great. And the fact that you guys do your own things on the side. The book is called The Stowaway. You can get it online, I bet, at the best place would be. I'm sorry, what was the website address?
If you want an autographed copy, go to meetmurr.com. Or, of course, you can get the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold.
Yeah, download it, get it, do whatever you got to do. Meetmurr.com, you'll get an autographed copy of the book, which is always nice to have if you're actually going to get a hardcover book. And he's one of the nicest guys to ever go to Farrell High School. Go support Murr and all the Impractical Jokers. And Murr, we always love talking to you. I'm going to check out The Stowaway and keep writing them and keep making them, my man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Appreciate
yeah, have a great day. There you go. There's Murr from Impractical Jokers, who's on a whirlwind publicity tour today. Now, listen, he'll tell you this. The fact that he's as popular as he is because of the TV show allows him to, people will be like, we'll let the guy from Impractical Jerkers write a book. We'll pay for that because he'll use his fame to sell it. But that only works with like one book or maybe two books. But if you've got five books out and they're international bestsellers and you got three in the hopper, I mean, he clearly knows what he's doing and he likes writing and it's good. I'm not going to curl up with a book anywhere. I can't. I have too much ADD. I can't do it. 5 minutes into it, I'm like, I can't do this. And no book has ever, I haven't been sucked into a book in a long time. You know what I mean?
I like the audiobooks have become my new favorite way to
audiobooks
gonna
are good.
Read. Yeah. The problem though,
I feel like I'm cheating with audiobooks.
And sometimes they use people with incredibly soothing voices sometimes and it's almost impossible to fall asleep.
Well, I also like whenever they have actors read the audiobooks and they'll do different voices for different characters.
Yeah.
You know, and kind of get into it, and so that's pretty interesting as well.
I love when it's an autobiography and the author does.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like Artie Lang reading his book.
David Spade was one of the best ones.
Yeah, because you're getting their exact inflection and attitude of what they were
doing. And extra stuff. Yeah, where they throw in, you know, well, that didn't make sense. I don't know how that made it in the book.
Right,
you know?
right. That's the fun stuff. So, well, good for Murr. I'm glad he's having. So, Sal is doing pretty well with stand-up right now, and it's another thing, not just because he's popular, he's actually good at it. And him and Burr and Verzi and those guys are all doing stuff together. I know I just saw Paul Verzi taped his special this weekend. Pete Davidson directed it. Sal was there. I mean, that's pretty good for those guys. And then Joe, we talked about, Galvin, is the dog guy.
Mm-hmm.
He loves dogs. He's got a whole charity thing for dogs and all that. And then Q is the only one he's like, I go back and fight fires every once in a while.
Crazy.
Totally crazy because he's rich now.
Yeah.
So when you're rich, you don't want to run into burning buildings anymore, which is what I don't really understand.
But
so.
They all actually, say not really.
A lot of times when you're poor, you don't want to run into burning buildings either.
What are you saying, Carmen, that they're not rich?
Like they are, but I mean like none of them are like... And, like, I could retire right now, right?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are.
You think?
Yeah, they weren't in the first 2 years. But the fact... So you sign a deal. So you sign a deal with the network, whatever they signed with whatever Court TV was, and they picked it up, so they bought it for a couple of years. And then...
What do you think, Joe? I have Joe Gatto, net worth 2021. What do you think it is?
$3 million.
Carmen?
$4 million.
Any other guesses?
I'll say $10 million.
$12 million.
$7 million.
Yeah, I mean that's
he can retire. Okay.
Even if it's half of that, he can retire. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that they're not retiring. They're still making money, and they'll still continue to make money off of those things. And now you get on the road and you just tour. Even if they didn't have a TV show for a while, they could still make money on the road. So they're set. Those guys all got nice little padded bank accounts. They're in pretty good shape.
My favorite part about staying at hotels is I can always find Impractical Jokers in the morning time when I wake. Yeah, it's, I love it. Yeah.
It is hilarious. It's the show is always on, and it'll take you a second to remember it, so it's not like you're having to watch something you already know the outcome of. And sometimes, like, when they have them on the Lark, on the little scooter, but they're remote controlling it, it's still funny to watch. You see it 100 times, it's still funny to watch.
I sometimes, if I'm ever in a bad mood, I will sometimes YouTube, this is real, when, I don't know which one it was, they were at the buffet, and he's taking food off people's plates.
That was one of the first ones I ever saw.
Yeah.
That makes me belly laugh so hard to watch the people's faces when he's just grabbing stuff.
That makes me go, oh my God, he's going to get punched in the face.
Yeah. Because they weren't doing this in, like, polite areas. They were doing this in Jersey where you just don't reach in somebody's plate and touch their food. It was hilarious. Show's still funny. And,
well, that's why they have to have security, because there's sometimes that the guys actually go after them.
Yeah.
I remember there was one, I can't remember, maybe like Murr with a bra or something, and he asked like a big guy to try the bra on for him to see if it would like fit his wife. And the guy was chasing him around the mall. And they had to get like 3 security guards to stop the guy.
Well, in the beginning of the show, the intro where he goes, hey, what's up, mustache? And the guy says, he goes, don't call me mustache. And he goes, what? And he goes, you heard me. And then he's just like, okay, sorry.
Yeah, they did that stupid. My favorite is the one now where everybody recognizes them and they're in the store.
Oh, yeah.
And the lady, and the lady's like, oh my God, you're that guy from that show. And he's filming. And she goes, what are you doing? He goes, filming that show. talking through his teeth. All right, let's take a break here so we don't get behind. And when we come back, we'll play a little Who's Tweet. We have an opportunity to give tickets away. We've got good stuff. We've got the Gasparilla Music Festival. We've got TSO.
Sweet Sweet 311
tickets. We have an opportunity for you to go to the next Mike Calta tailgate party, which is happening with Bud Light and Grill and Provisions on October 10th as we welcome the Dolphins here. But get in early because everybody wants these tickets, man. So you'll have an opportunity to pick the tickets if you win. We'll do Whose Tweet Is It when we come back. It's the Mike Calta Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to the Mike Calta Show on 102.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.